Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Now back to Ringside with the voice of small business and the champion of the entrepreneur.
Say it now, gentlemen. Undisputed heavyweight champion of the world.
The Small Business Advocate, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thank you for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure, especially when we get a chance to bring our good friend Rob Grady back on the show. Rob has become a great member of our Brain Trust. He's the author of Naked Marketing, The Bare Essentials. He's an educator and a specialist helping a number of people with their entrepreneurial dreams. And he's become a very prolific writer over the last several years, writing on a number of things that help small business owners to get smarter, including his book, including his publications that he puts out all the time, his tips that we'll remind you about in a little bit. He's our good friend, Rob Grady. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. Good to be here.
It's good to have you here. Okay, I want to come back. And I want us to talk a little bit more. In fact, well, let's just go ahead and revisit something we talked about a while back that we didn't quite finish. But let's just go ahead and revisit the whole idea about whether if you have a newsletter, if you're putting out some kind of regular information to in-house or people, you know, outside your organization, like the customers, should it be digital or should it be print? These days, it's almost presumed that your newsletter is going to be digital, doesn't it, Rob?
Yeah, it does, and I think it has a lot to do, and I think you mentioned this last time, it has a lot to do with your purpose. If the purpose of the newsletter is to impart information to either your customers or internally with your, let's say it's your rep organization or your sales force or your staff or your employees, I'm a big advocate of hard copy. If your objective, though, is to create traffic to your website or create an opinion or share your opinion on the web and create visibility on the web, obviously digital is going to work better. No one's going to see it on the web, of course, unless it's digital. So,
but you've done some research that shows that in the right application, print newsletters are a lot more effective than digital.
No question. You're going to read a hard copy newsletter much more frequently than you're going to read a digital. It's totally
Why do you
easy.
Think that is? Because we're not moving in that way in other areas. I mean, we're moving away from print newspaper to digital. We're moving away from books to digital. Why do you think that is?
It's just too easy to delete a digital copy. It's too easy to just, gosh, I'm so busy, I'll just delete this, I'll pick it up next time. It's way too easy. Whereas with hard copy, you can just take it with you, read it at home, read it when you're doing other things. You can have it as just a reminder of it. When it's hard copy, you've got a reminder of whoever sent it to you. You got the logo, the masthead. Mm-hmm. You've got hopefully a couple of sharp-eyed topics right on the front of a page of that that's going to garner your interest, make you open the thing and show what's inside.
I wonder another thing, if you think about it being a hard copy, it's not going to be pages and pages. It's probably going to be one or two, you know, one front and back. I wonder if digital publications have gotten too long. What do you think?
I don't know. It's hard to say. Some people like to delve into a great deal of information depending upon the topic. If you're just talking to your own employees, let's say you have 100 employees scattered around the country and you need to communicate with them on a quarterly basis, hard copy is going to be much, much better.
Right.
On the other hand, I actually had a client who said, yeah, but I can just compel my employees. I can insist that they read the thing.
Yeah, have
and,
a test.
And I looked at my client and I said, yeah, does that work?
how's that working for you, dude?
Yeah, I said, how's that working for you? And how do you know that they're actually reading it? And he said, oh, well, you're right about that. So we actually ended up converting to a hard copy, and he now has... we've done research with those employees, and we've discovered that the readership went from a paltry 7% into the 90s. Everybody reads this newsletter. It was well written. I mean, it's all part of the delivery
system. But, of course, for employees, it's almost by definition a smaller group. Whereas hopefully online, if you have a digital subscription and you can do it online, you could have thousands, tens of thousands of subscribers. That makes the publishing thing, the printing thing, a whole lot different situation, right? The
cost. Jim, you have to weigh the pros and cons. There are obviously costs involved in hard copy with postage and with printing. But the biggest advantage of that is that you're going to get people to read it. The problem with the digital version is people just don't want to read it.
There's
not a lot you can do there.
The bottom line is don't presume, folks, that digital is the way for all newsletter distributions. We're going to take a quick break. Rob Grady is our guest. Rob, give us the website quickly, please.
You can just Google Naked Marketing, The Bare Essentials. That's the name of the book. Anytime you do that, you're going to come up with me.
All right, so check it out. 20 till the hour. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.